The Parshiyos of Bereishis, Sefer Bereishis, that is, are mainly what it would seem like Sifuri Maisyos, telling stories of what happened. Like the first Rashi already points out, that Betzim the Torah didn't have to start from the whole Bereishis. It could have started in the middle of Beshalach, in the middle of Boi. Even though we have three mitzvahs that are in Sefer Bereishis, but we could have put them somewhere else. The shaila is, what's the limud al derech hapshat, derech hasoid? Certainly, it's remazim gedolim, but al derech hapshat, what are we supposed to be learning from these parashas? So it seems that there's basically three basic inyanim that the rishonim say, the achrenim, the mevur. And that's the inyan of Shnei Mikvei HaTargum, like the Shlosh says, is that when you're going through the parashas, that you should take out the limudim that you could take out. That's the Shlosh has, Betzim in the Sefer Shlosh, he has all the limudim that he took out of the parashas, limudim that, it seems that the basic three just touch on three nikudis that are all very nega. The three nikudis, let's say specifically parashas Lech Lecha, is Ma'ase Aviyos Simon Labanim, like the Ramban mentions again and again, the Inyan of Chesed, and the Inyan of Nisayin, Asar Nisayinus Nisnas Avram Avinu. So the Inyan of Ma'ase Aviyos Simon Labanim is everything that happened with Avram Avinu. As a matter of fact, the Ramban says that, it seems like a Peladik Ramban, but the Ramban says the fact that Avram Avinu went down to Mitzrayim and took Sarah with him and put her into a matzav that maybe Pari could take her, and brought her into a matzav of Nisayin. He says that was Gerim, the Shibud Malchius of Klal Yisrael having to go down to Mitzrayim. He wasn't Mitzvah to go down to Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to go down to Israel. It was a year of Baaretz and he left. And he went down to Mitzrayim. He should have, says the Ramban, he should have had a bitochin. Every mitzvah, mamish, every aspect, actually saw something which always bothered me. I saw, they printed now the Shmuzin of Mar Yeshiva Zatzal in Mitzvah Fagashtah. And one of the things that he mentions there at the beginning of this week's parasha is that it says right at the beginning, the manita v'liba v'rich imri no achoy siyat manita v'liba v'rich achoy sanav shebigolich manita v'liba v'rich Rashi says sheyidnu li matonis. And what's the problem? What does it mean? What does it mean that sheyidnu li matonis? Avram Avinu wanted matonis? Do you ever have anybody that's asked for matonis? The Chavetz Chaim ever asked for matonis? Avram Avinu, the Shvakert, when it came to Sodom, he said Al teimar ani yasharti es Avram. He didn't want that he should get money from anybody else. And Rashi says later on, when he sent away the children of Hagar, he sent them away with all the matonis. Not some matonis, those matonis that he got from Pari, he sent them away. He wasn't looking for matonis. These matonis forget everything he gave away. What does it mean that she didn't really matonis? So he says, because of myself is in love on him. Since he knew that Klal Yisrael was going down to Mitzrayim, he mainly wanted it to be Yotzei Berechush Gadol. And therefore, he asked for matonis that it should be a ma'aseh aviyos simon labanim. The fact that the Mitzrayim gave him, that the Mitzrayim should give Klal Yisrael also the rechush gadol. Nashal, what does that have to do with us? What does ma'aseh aviyos simon labanim have to do with us? Every ma'aseh, every aspect, if you look at the Ramban, all the things the Ramban goes through, all these parashiyos, with the beiris and with Yitzhak Avinu, and all the things shows how everything is Ma'aseh Aviyos Simon Labanim, how Avram Avinu went throughout the entire Eretz Yisrael, that should be easy for Kibush for the children. The Shalos, what does that have to do with us? The fact that there is Ma'aseh Aviyos Simon Labanim. So first of all, it shows the tremendous koyach of every Ma'aseh. Every Ma'aseh has the echelus to be boina. Every Ma'aseh has the, because Avram Avinu, the Gemara in the Bava Metzia says, that next week's parasha, that everything Avram Avinu did for the Archim, says the Kaddish Baruch Hu, anything that he did himself, Kaddish Baruch Hu paid back Klal Yisrael straight. He gave them food, so Mamela Kaddish Baruch Hu gave man. He gave straight from Kaddish Baruch Hu. Things that he didn't do straight, so Kaddish Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael not straight. Gave it through a shliach. But mamash, there was from every ma'isa that Avram Avinu did, Klal Yisrael benefited it l'duri deris. What does that have to do with us? I would think that Pashup Shad, I don't know, I didn't see this Pshat. When we learned Brachas at the beginning, the first parak, it says, like, Inkern La'Aves Al-Shleisha. What does it mean, Inkern La'Aves Al-Shleisha? The only people that are considered Aves is Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Klape what? So I think it's Klape this Nekuda of Ma'is Aves Im Labanim. That everything that Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov did, that's the Ma'is Aves Im Labanim. Klape everybody else, Lav Dafki, do we say that every Ma'is that we do? So that's the case, certainly us. But I think the nekuda is that when we see from the Avos that Kadosh Baruch Hu points out to us what the Avos did, and with every single ma'aseh that they did, like the Ramban says, Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, Gans Klal Yisrael has to go down to Mitzrayim, Shibur Malchus 210 years because Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim with Ayesh and Yibun Yishon. One ma'aseh in the entire Klal Yisrael suffers for hundreds of years. To show the koyach of a ma'aseh. To show the koyach of what every single ma'aseh is. And that's something which is negiah to us also. Like it says by Oig, Avraham Avinu was, Moshe Rabbeinu was scared from Oig, right? And Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, Al Tiro, you don't have to be scared from him. Why was he scared? Rashi points out. Because Oig came, Vayovay Apalit, in this expression, he told Avraham Avinu that Shkinish Bauchiv, Rashi says, Al Makom, that he was totally Shaloi Lishma. He wanted that Avraham Avinu should get killed and he should be able to marry Sarah. But a Maiso of Chesed, even Shaloi Lishma, 500 years later, Moshe Rabbeinu was scared. That all the Klal Yisrael, who knows what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael when they're fighting against Oig because of this one Maaseh Shalei Lishma that Oig did. In last week's parasha by Noach, it says that Vayikach Shem VeYefes, they took the blanket and they covered over Noach. So it says that, why did it say Lashon Vayikach? It didn't say Vayikchu. It says because Shem was Misamitz Yoser. What was he Misamitz Yoser? He's only a blanket. What exactly was he Misamitz Yoser? A mashu of a mashu. What's the difference between him and Yefes? Yefes, what was the schar that he got? That his children are going to get the schar that they're going to have Purim. But Shem, what was the schar that he got? That all the Klal Yisrael is going to have a mitzvah, not just after the niftar, that they're going to get a maila of Purim. The entire life, every single minute of their life, they're going to have the mitzvah of tzitzis. We know that the Goyin said when he was on his deathbed and he was mamash holding his tzitzis and crying, he's saying in this welt for a few shkolim, a few dollars, you could buy a mitzvah, which is nitzchias. And the next felt, it's, we don't have anything. That was for the Misamitz Yisr. That's the difference. And it's not just in, certainly, Ben Adla Chaveri. Ben Adla Mokam, you know about the Nebuchadnezzar, says that when there was a Maisa with Chizkiu HaMelech, that he got better. He was sick and he got better. And Kadosh Baruch Hu made a big nes. And he made it that the sun went, instead of going from east to west, in the middle of the day, he went from the west to east. And Memela, everybody in the world knew what happened, and they sent letters to Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and one of the Malachim sent, and Nebuchadnezzar was the sefer there, and he sent and he wrote to Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and to Yerushalayim, and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Shalom Aleichem, and Nebuchadnezzar says, what's up? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after he wrote Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he should be before, and he ran three steps, and afterwards the Malach stopped him. Afterwards, Malach stopped him and he says, "In Tzus, there's three psias that he went for Kavan Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Memela, he was able to be Moilech al Kol Olam Kula. He was Malach Bakipa. He was Malach even on the highest Aris. It says, it's not shaykh to get tzchar in this world. Tzchar Mahamaleko. But for Russia, we're supposed to get tzchar in this world. The tremendous tzchar you see from one ma'aseh of a few things. There's nothing which is not chashiv. There's nothing in ruchnius which is not chashiv. Even if it's a ma'aseh, you think it's shalei lishma. It's a ma'aseh which is a. There's always, especially if it's." I remember asking Rav Asher once many years ago about something. I told him, I said, could be that I should do it, but my reasons for doing it are, I don't think that they're lishma. So he says, 1% lishma it is? Is it 1% lishma? So I think 1%. He says, it's fine. I 99% is not lishma. So if we would realize what the chashivas of every ma'is is, every mashu of a ma'is, and that hundreds of years later our children and grandchildren could be benefiting from this ma'is, That's really the ma'aseh of Yisim Labanim. That's nagia to each one of us. Nothing is not kosher. To stay for an extra second and to say one kapitel tilim as you're walking down the street. You see somebody that right, they put up a sign to daven for somebody. As you're walking, just say kapitel tilim. What's my kapitel tilim going to do? Whether he's going to be nifter, he's not going to be nifter. He's going to get better. Not going to be nifter. We're not going to get better. Machnas tais. Your kapitel is something. There's nothing which is not kosher. It's the first nakuda. The second nakuda is the chesed of Avraham Avinu. The chesed of Avraham Avinu. That I think it. I saw that Kotzker says a nice word. He says that Vanshei Sedoim Roim Vechatoim. He says he puts a comma there. Lashem Oid. He says Vanshei Sedoim. Where were they Roim Vechatoim? Lashem Oid. When it came to Bein Adul Lamokim, they were tremendous. Oid. They were mamish amazing. The problem was the Roim Vechatoim when it's Bein Adul Lachaverin. That Achras Zorachim, the Tzedakah, all these things. Shaykh for a person to be. On a tremendous level, on Bein Adul Lamokim. But for some reason, when it comes to Bein Adul Lachaveri, this person cut him off, and this person got a different aliyah from him, this person wasn't mevater to him, and this person not letting him build, and this person, neighbors and spouses and relationships and colleagues and talmidim and friends, and for some reason, even though we're medakti kichutei shel tzairo, it could very well be is when it's lashem oid, but nevertheless there's a matziv that when it comes to ben adam chaver, it's not so much bedikduk. Avraham Avinu is exactly fakir. So Balak says on Pirkei Avos by Ayin Teva. Ayin Teva is one of the midos of Avraham Avinu. So he says that ad heichon ha Ayin Teva shel Avraham Avinu. He says loit gam le loit ahoylech at Avraham. It says in the pasuk. Oh, you're turning rebocher mikne. Says he had tremendous hashiras. Where did he get the hashiras from? Says Rashi gam le loit ahoylech at Avraham. It was his halichotzei im Avraham shagaram lekolze. Because he was tafel to Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu had so much Ashiras, so Mamilo, the bracha was in Spashid and also Leikat. So where did all of Leit Ashiras come from? From Avraham Avinu. Then there's a machlekes between Raye Leit and Raye Avraham Avinu. And Avraham says, you know what? You choose where to go. Whoa, 1 second. Leit, where did all this money come from? All your tzayin, all your bakar, everything that you have, we're fighting about it. What does that mean? Everything is from me. Everything that you have is for me. And now you want to... No, Avraham Avinu says, you take over. You choose. I'm willing to give you to choose the best. Even though everything that you have, all your Ashiras is just for me, you choose where you want to go. And where did you go? Sedoim. And it says, Ki gan Hashem eretz Yitzrayim. Sedoim was the best part of the land. And he gave Avraham Avinu the second, not the best quality. He took the best. And then what happens? He hears that Leit's in trouble. He goes to save Leit for after all the Moiser Nefesh, the fight against the four kings, because Kinish Balchiv. What do you mean? I gave you that Shiris. You decided to choose over there. You put yourself in the problem. You got yourself into the mud, and now you want me to help you? No, he's Moiser Nefesh. He says Adhechana Hatevas Ayin Shel Avraham Avinu, where it's not just Chesed. It's Chesed, a tremendous Chesed, a tremendous Vitor of Ritzonos, that everything that you did. Everything that you have is from me, and everything that you did wrong is because you put yourself in that situation, and I should go and help you. To realize, Ad Heichon, Rachmanim Baishonim Goyim Lechasodim, Klal Yisrael Goyim Lechasodim, to see where Ad Heichon, Hadvar Magim, Benegeta to Chesed. And we know with Chesed, you don't lose out. Chesed, you don't lose out from doing mitzvahs, certainly from Vitor. I just saw a nice maisa that somebody who is a bacher is getting older, and didn't find the shirich. Remember, he left his yeshiva because everybody already got married. He decided to join a kollel, 23, 24, and he didn't like that either because everybody's talking about their kids and this and that, and running for early to take up to pick up the kids from Gan, and he's not even married. The kids are 23, 24, starts working, and his sister underneath him gets into shidduchim, and somebody suggests something, and everybody thought it was matim, but he wasn't gonna let it go till he gets married. He's not, until he gets engaged, he's not letting it go. Gets there, a month goes by, 2 months, 6 months, a half year is by, and they keep on reading the same shirach to the sister. Everybody thinks it's perfect. Chaval not to. Bekitzer, the rav of the family calls up the bachar and he says, so listen here. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants that your sister is going to get married before you, then your sister is going to get married before you. Nothing's going to help. You might be 40 years old by that time. You might be 60 years old at that time. But if she's supposed to get married before you, she's going to get married before you. So chaval that it shouldn't be you that allows her to do it. You could be mevater and you'll get the schos, and we know mevater lo mafsid. You're not mafsid from mevater. You don't lose out from being mevater. Sure enough, he decided. Varma yetzim alev nechnasim alev, and decided he's going to let her go. He lets her go, and sure enough, after no time they get engaged. We're stuck at the perfect shidduch, and the chosen got to know this brother. And he says, you know what? I have a first cousin. Well, I think it would be perfect for you. And sure enough, they went out and they got engaged. He says, he's looking back, he's thinking, he says, Bikoach, I was trying to make it that the Shad, I shouldn't meet the Shadchan. I was trying to prevent myself from meeting the Shadchan who's getting me engaged. But that's how it is very often. We'll see in a minute. A nice story that somebody just told me about is Shver, in a minute. I think that's the second akuda, is the Bein al-Machaveri. Bein al-Machaveri, a lot of times also it happens by, we make a Cheshbon HaNefesh before the Yom HaNoraim. A lot of times it's been again to Tfilah, and it's been again to Torah, and it's been again to... But Bein Adam L'Chaver certainly is not less than that, and can then it's more. Because every Bein Adam L'Chaver is also Bein Adam L'Machaveri. And Chaval, it's something that a person doesn't lose out from. And the Duri Duris, Arig Melech HaBashan, like we just said before him, for one thing that he did, Shalei L'Shmo, 500 years later, he's still getting his Schar. The last thing is Nisyonis, the Indian of Nisyonis. And that is that Asar Nisyonis and Sasa Avraham Avinu. The focus on Lachur, I would say that's the reason for the whole, one of the Asar Nisyonis, shadow what the Asar Nisyonis are, but the Mepharshim say one of the Asar Nisyonis was the fact he went to go fight against the four kings. The Torah tells Barichus, the whole story about the four kings and the five kings, it's not exactly clear what it's doing there. Unless it's there, it could be. One of the reasons there is also to see the Nisayan of, like we just said before, and you put yourself in that matzav, I'm going to go ahead and be Moisa Nefesh to save you. That was one of the Nisayanis of Avraham Avinu. And that's what the Mesil Sharm says in the first parak. He says that a person is here, Lekai Mitzvahis, Velavid, Velamed bin Nisayan. That's why we're here. Lekai Mitzvahis, Velavid, Velamed bin Nisayan. And the truth is that Nisyonis are something which happen not once a day, and not twice a day, and not 20 times a day, and not 50 times a day. Probably you could say that a minute doesn't go by without a Nisyon. Whether it's during Seder, should you shmooze, should you not shmooze, should you go out, should you not, should you... How much should you be Maimik, how much should you not be Maimik, when you get the tefillah, should you show up on time, how much should you be Mechavin, what should you do, should you leave, should you... This every... In Beinam Lachaveri, how should you respond, should you not respond, every second of the day is a Nisyon. And the truth is that the real moedid of a person is b'negiat nisyonis. The asar nisyonis asas of Avram was showed the godless of Avram Avinu. It showed the godless of Avram Avinu. It's also what makes a person. What makes a person very often is the shas nisyon. Shas nisyon. When a person is emid b'nisayim, so first of all he's showing who he is. He's showing loydia kamei chibas lifnei amokim, how much Hakadosh Baruch Hu loved him, how much he loved the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that he was being willing to be emid b'nisayim. Even when it came to the things that were most dear to him, like being Akidas Yitzchak, that's really, it shows a person, it clarifies for everybody else, and it clarifies for himself, and it can bring him to a darga. When he's Eimed bin Yisayin, it brings him up a darga, much greater level than he would be without the Nisayin. And it's very possible that the Shas in Nisayin, Adam Koina Olama, Yesh Adam Koina Olama B'Shachas, is B'Shas in Nisayin. B'Shas in Nisayin, like it doesn't bring the Dio. But b'shas nisayin, that's what makes the person is if he's maimed bin, if he's emid bin nisayin at that time. And very often it's like we said before, the emid bin nisayin is when they get to benam lachaver, how to respond, whether you're a chavrusa, or whether a spouse, or whether with children, or whether a beim, or whether with neighbors, it happens all the time. And emid bin nisayin, it's always safer to keep quiet. Later on, if you want to say something, you could always say something. But if you say something, you can't go back on it. So it's better to stay quiet. And the things that look like the most terrible things, that the neighbor wants to build on top of you and he's going to block all your light, and then whatever it is, there's so many different things that come up, even if you're only renting here. But if you're going to have to move your apartment, and when you end up moving your apartment, you know, can't find an apartment, there are no apartments in Manishkal, there are no apartments anywhere, and you have to pay more. There's so many possibilities for Nisayanis. At the end of the day, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mechen Metzadigover, and at the end of the day, everything is... And not only that, you could usually see it also. Sometimes it takes a year, sometimes it takes 5 years, sometimes it takes 20 years. This person was just telling me, a chavrusa of mine was telling me, he told me this week, he said that his shver not long ago had corona. He was being careful for months and months and months, and he got vaccinated, and finally he got corona. He's an older man, in his 70s or young 80s maybe, and he was telling his son-in-law afterwards, he says, what did he do during the whole corona when he was in bed? He said his son-in-law thought that, from what he said, that he thought that he wasn't going to make it. The way that he was, you know, he said he was going through his entire life. And he was thinking about all the things that happened that he thought were terrible. He thought were terrible. And he said how, looking back now, he sees how they were all the same. It's all the things that at the end, it seems like it was the worst thing that happened. Mamish. And when you're looking back now, it's all the same. I can say that for a relative, my everybody can really say it. You can look back and you see it yourself in your own life. But I know my grandmother told me, she said they used to have an egg farm. They had 250,000 chickens. They had an egg farm upstate New York. And there was a fire, and 250,000 chickens became barbecue chickens. And that was the end of the business. She told me this a few years ago. She said, looking back, it was the best thing that ever happened to us. The whole business, everything that happened, it went up in flames. This is the best thing that ever happened. Because of that, they had to move, and they moved to a better place. And mamish, the whole life changed because of that. So Mamela and Khanami, it's the Amida bin Yisrael is very good at even though at this time it looks like it's the hardest thing, but at the end of the day, if you keep quiet, at the end of the day you'll see that it was Hakol Leteiru.